With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We are the Fan Morning Show. We are brought to you by Mike Kelly Automotive Group on Route 8 in Butler. Jim Colony, not here. He's stuck in the Atlanta airport, which is hilarious in and of itself that we know one guy who gets caught up in that, and it's Jim Colony. All right, how about this? So here's Roethlisberger. We heard a little bit of this, and Jeff Hathorn's in for Jim. A little bit of this in Jeff's update, and it was Ben talking about that final third down play whenever there was the interception. Now, the way it went, there was the big gainer to Juju, and then they called a timeout right thereafter, the final timeout. First and goal, you have that touchdown pass that you think happens. No, it gets called back. We all know about that. Second and goal, the DHB pass. The third and goal play was the interception. A lot of people say throw it in the stands, or there was some miscommunication about a spike. Ben wanted to spike it. He says Haley said no. Here's Ben on that third down play.
It wasn't a fake spike. I was yelling clock it. Because I felt like that was the thing to do, was clock it and get yourself one play. And it came from the sideline, don't clock it, don't clock it. Well, at that time, I'm already got everyone thinks it's clock, so you don't have time to try and get everyone lined up. So it's, I tried to, Eli saw that, you know, he kind of ran a quick slant in there. And at that time, you just got to try and make a play, and probably didn't make a good enough throw.
Now, a couple things at play. First, a shallow cross on second down to DHB is a ridiculous route with no timeouts left. It's just totally ridiculous. Nonetheless, you still have time. Ben is saying, I wanted to clock it, but Haley or whoever on the sideline is telling me to run a play. Okay, you want to run a play, so be it. Throw it in the stands whenever the safety crashes. Throw it in the 50th row. Do that. But if you really want to spike the football, Ben, and you really just want to hand it to Boswell, kick the football, go to overtime, take your chances there, then spike it. You're Ben Roethlisberger. You're not Josh Dobbs. You're going to be in a Hall of Fame. You've won a Super Bowl. We know how it works. We get it here in Pittsburgh. Just take unilateral power. This isn't your first year. You're Ben Roethlisberger. They're not going to bench you next week. I'm tired of hearing about it the next day, the disconnect you have with Todd Haley. Have some. Walk up, spike the football, and walk over to the sideline. Boswell comes on, they kick. What is this? Well, so what? So you listen to the coaches, right? Like, I know that sounds, well, you're supposed to listen to your coaches, but you're more important than the sideline. You're the guy who's in command. You're, as the everything's flying around right there, in control. Stop whining. And I love Ben, but stop whining about this. Just spike the football. Take control of the situation and stop whining about it after.
And there's 17 seconds. I mean, so take the snap. I mean, you should look left and right, and you see that Juju and AB are behind you. They're standing still flat-footed. You have one receiver who runs a slant instead of a fade. Throw it 5 yards into the stands. I agree with you 100%. And then just, you don't bring that up. You don't talk about that stuff on the sidelines. That's just, that makes everything cloudier and can get taken to any which way, which we are right now, assuming there's problems.
Colin, I'm going to build on your point that we discussed earlier. You know, you had all that time during the replay.
Yep.
Why aren't you discussing, okay, here are our options. Here's what we're looking at. If we get the ball inbounds, we're going to run this play. So that way, Ben doesn't take it upon himself to yell spike because they've called two plays, and they know if it's inbounds, we got to run the huddle. I think that part came down, whether you want to put it on Tomlin, put it on Roethlisberger. They were ill-prepared with a veteran group. They were ill-prepared for a situation they should have been prepared for.
Here's what I tweeted at 7:16 p.m. last night, which was as they were reviewing that play. Steelers offense needs to be ready right now with two plays called and ready to get up to the line. That's not after the fact. That's as Tony Romo was telling me, they're going to bring this back because the ball's wobbling. They needed to have two plays ready up to the line. You know how whenever the ref, the umpire sets the football down in a college game and you see those guys hustle, they're right there, they're a step away, and then they needed to be ready, in formation, ready to go. And they weren't. You think Brady would have been caught off guard?
They would have had two plays. If this happens, we do that. If this happens, we do that.
It was the right call to go for the win right there.
I kind of agree with you. But you look, and it's a quick look, and if it's not there, then you throw it in the stands.
But you have everybody in the pattern. If you have AB like they did against Dallas, if you have Antonio Brown in this game, and you want to let everybody else think you're spiking it, and only you two know that you're going to go
which
for it,
done before
that's
this
fine.
Year.
But when it's you and Eli Rogers, and the pass is a crossing pass where you allow the entire defense to come in it, that's not the right play.
I don't get the stuff afterward. This whole me against Haley. It's me. It's not Ben against the world. It's Ben against Haley, and he has to relay to us, Coach Todd. I'm a huge Ben fan. It's just getting old, and I've come to the realization it's never gonna end. It's like it's never. Their careers are gonna end. Somebody's gonna write a book, or somebody's gonna give an interview. Somebody's gonna talk to Edward or whoever the hell they're gonna talk. Aditi. Somebody's gonna sit down and talk to them and be like, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I hated that guy the whole time he was employed. And then they're just going to finally – it's never going to get rectified.
Well, when he says Todd Haley, it's because Todd Haley's the only one that talks to Ben. So it is coming from the sideline. It is coming from Todd Haley. It doesn't necessarily mean he's the one calling the shots on that last play.
Well, I'm not saying Haley was right or wrong. Here's the thing. The issue isn't who was right or wrong, Ben or Haley. The issue is, for me, Ben has veto power in that moment. If you see out of the corner of your eye that your guys are frazzled or not, then just spike it.
Right.
You hold all the cards, Ben.
And he also controls on how he verbally expresses himself to the media after the game about that situation.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's just so easy to see. He wants to take every opportunity to remind everybody that Todd Haley was wrong. And was Todd Haley wrong? I don't know if he was here, but you could have fixed it. You could have fixed it if you wanted to do it your way.
Yeah.
Just walk up and spike the damn football. Really? Just spike the football. Mm-hmm. What are they going to do? You know what? Josh Dobbs is playing next week, Ben. You didn't listen to your coaches. It's not Gaia Suda Pee-wee, eight-year-olds. They're not going to spike. They're not going to bench you. Ooh, I'm fired up.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.